Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, March 10th, 2016. Troops kidnapped more than 2,000 civilians during invasion started in West Bank communities. Meanwhile, settlers invade the village and write racist graffiti on walls. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers have kidnapped, late on night and on Thursday morning, 33 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank. The PPS has reported invasions, home searches and kidnappings in the northern West Bank cities of Jenin, Qalqilya and Nablus, in addition to Jerusalem and Hebron and Bethlehem cities in southern West Bank. The army arrests were mainly focused in the West Bank district of Qalqilya, Nablus and Hebron. Among the kidnapped are a father and his four sons, the PPS reported. It's worth mentioning that the Israeli police and army have kidnapped overnight 60 Palestinian workers for what Israeli sources claimed entering Israel to work without permits. 25 of the detained workers were detained in the northern part of the country, 15 in the coastal area, and the rest were taken prisoner in the Negev. The police have detained and imprisoned more than 250 Palestinian workers in the past few days, the PPS said. In related news, Israeli soldiers and police officers invaded on Thursday morning the Wadi Hilwa Information Center, Silwanik, in occupied Jerusalem and photographed its interior in addition to imposing a fine. Moreover, a number of extremist Israeli settlers infiltrated on Thursday at dawn into Al-Khadr town south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and wrote "Death to Arabs" graffiti on the walls of the Palestinian home and nearby walls. Soldiers also invaded a school near Bethlehem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Thursday, March 10th, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jonas Mawi and me, Ghassan Banmoura.